This is an interview with Guy Harding, who is a marketing researcher for a chain of big box stores.
Thank you for coming in today, Guy. We're delighted to have you.
I'm delighted to be here.
So, to begin with, could you tell us a little about your company?
Sure. I work at the headquarters of a national chain of big box retail stores. Big box just refers to the fact that the stores look like giant boxes, but we, like many other big box stores, carry all sorts of goods, ranging from clothing and toiletries to electronics and medicines. Our stores are intended to be a sort of one-stop shopping location with discount prices. To that end, we've recently expanded many of our locations to include groceries as well. As for myself, for the last several years, I've been involved in store location research.
Thank you. That's quite a lot. So, what does a store location researcher do?
Well, I said that I work at the headquarters, but in a sense, that's only half true. I spend a lot of my time out of the office, traveling across the country to scope out locations. We're a national chain, and we're always on the lookout for new markets that we can break into. So, someone, that someone being me, needs to research potential locations for new stores. There are myriad factors that go into making these kinds of assessments, but many of them can only be properly appraised by actually going out and seeing the locations for oneself.
Could you tell us more about those factors?
Of course. So, one of the first things we always look at is the competition. As we deal in a wide variety of products, lots of businesses fall into this category, making this a very time-consuming part of the research. But it helps us to gauge how active the areas surrounding a potential location are. Of course, too much competition is not a good thing, but if there are very few stores in an area, it suggests that the local economy probably would not be able to support our store.
How do you define surrounding areas in your work?
That's a good question. In our case, we operate under the assumption that our customers will drive for up to 20 minutes to reach our stores. In city areas, we are usually looking at something like a 10-mile radius around potential locations, but this can vary based on things like highway accessibility.
Earlier, you mentioned taking a lot of business trips.
Yes. Once we've determined that a location is promising, based on the data we have access to remotely, it's time to check it out in person. Some of the things we look at during these visits include foot traffic and the overall atmosphere of the area. It's also common to do a little undercover snooping at competitors in the area to see what their strengths and weaknesses are and to get a sense of our potential customer base.
What do you look for in a customer base?
Well, because we are a discount retailer, we're usually looking at people in the lower middle and middle classes. And because our stores are designed for lots of shopping to be done at once, we also tend to focus on areas with a high concentration of families.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, that's our time. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing Guy Harding says about his company's stores? Number 27. What is one thing Guy does on his business trips?